Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
We have digested the Apple event. We're done regurgitating. We're doing some cogitating.
Ooh, that's disgusting. And I'm going to do the whole show in French, thanks to a couple of programs.
And if you have ever wanted to grow a virtual beanstalk in your front yard, now you can.
Don't buy beans from her. It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Woohoo! It's here, the new iPhone. Well, it's not here yet, but it will be soon. Well, maybe not soon, but it, the new iPhones are out. They've been announced.
Yeah, lots of stuff has been announced.
Hello, Megan Maroney.
Hello, Leo Laporte.
This is the show where we cover the latest in iOS. That means iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, TV, OS, and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were updated yesterday in the Apple event. We are recording the show a day later so that we wouldn't be bringing you old news. We now know the new news. So how do you want to do this? You just want to walk through one by one?
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I'm most excited.
Okay.
The Apple Watch.
Ah. The Apple Watch 3 with cellular or the new OS. You're more excited about the cellular, really?
Yeah, the new OS it'll add a few things.
Yeah,
will the old watches benefit from the new heart rate stuff?
That is part of the OS,
yeah.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah, so you'll know if you're just sitting there doing nothing and your heart rate goes up. That means I probably, you
saw the price of the new iPhone
yes, yeah.
10 or, you know. Actually, it also will measure your resting heart rate or give you a number for your resting heart rate, which is good, except that most people that I know don't wear their Apple Watch to bed, and that's probably the time your heart rate's most rested.
Good point. I know there's some people that have very stringent schedules of I'll charge it an hour before bed and then you can wear it to sleep. But
interesting.
I don't wear it to bed either. But yeah, good features, good health features. And then there's also the health kit. Or not the health kit, but the research kit, heart rate monitoring.
Yeah, Apple makes a big deal about that, but it doesn't mean that there'll be any consumer-facing products for some time. Remember, they talk a lot about things like non-invasive glucose monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
No. This is a way of detecting AFib. And there is a way to do that, an FDA-approved way to do that. We've talked about it and showed it, the Cardia from AliveCor. But that is not something you're going to get in your Apple Watch. They're just going to be doing some research on it. They'd like to know if the heart rate monitor in the Apple Watch can be used to diagnose problems ahead of time. The biggest thing to me, though, is this adding cellular, which means that the Apple Watch doesn't have to be right next to your phone anymore. You do have to have an iPhone. Don't be confused. This is not a standalone watch in the sense that, you know, you don't have to buy an iPhone. You have to have an iPhone to go with it, but you don't have to have the iPhone next to it. You can go for a run and it'll use your phone number. Unclear yet, although I've seen rumors that it might be $10 extra a month to use this
watch. That's what AT&T has said, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of what I predicted. They're not going to pass up a chance to make an extra $120 a year from you. And then, so the advantage of this, you'll be able to stream music, as you see, right now just from Apple Music. Well, it remains to be seen if other music vendors will be able to do that. You'll also be able to make and answer phone calls. And boy, that was a great part of the demo. They were talking, was it Phil? Somebody was talking to a stand-up paddleboarder out in the middle of the water. And she sounded, I thought, at first, in fact, I even said it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
She's not on, what kind of mic is she using? And then they showed her, and I thought, she's backstage. It sounded really good. And she wasn't, now, of course, when you're paddleboarding, your hands are somewhat closer to your mouth. But she was moving. She wasn't making a point of talking into it. So that was very encouraging.
I know. We have always wanted to have phone conversations.
Dick Tracy phone.
While paddleboarding. Since the beginning of time.
Well, here's where it's great. There she is. Here's where it's great. Is a runner Mm-hmm. Right? You'll be able to take emergency phone calls, place phone calls if you need to in an emergency.
Without my phone.
Without bringing your phone along. I think that's that by itself would be a big deal.
I think that will be great. And what about like forgetting your phone? What about right. I'm halfway to work. Ugh, I forgot my phone. Well, I have my laptop at work. I can send text messages. I can make phone calls from my watch in emergency. I can get phone calls to be a little bit untethered from this device that is basically attached to my body. Is nice. I like that idea.
They showed mentally. A surfer to demonstrate its waterproofness, although that's not new. The Series 2 was somewhat waterproof.
Well, I think, yeah, that you could get a text message while you're surfing.
Oh, is that it? Really?
So,
do you really want a text? I think part of the reason I would want to surf is so that I wouldn't be answering yes. the phone and getting text messages.
Yeah.
Let me get away from here. It doesn't have a camera yet, so you can't do the Dick Tracy bit, you know, where you see them and they see you. But I noticed with some of my devices, I could see images, you know, some of my home cameras and things like that. I could see images on my phone. My watch.
$329 without cellular, $399 with cellular.
They're going to keep the series. They're going to keep all the original mm-hmm. Apple Watches, including the very first Apple Watch, and drop the prices on those, which is great.
Yes.
In fact, that's what Apple's doing with the phones, too, which I thought was kind of interesting. They're keeping all the phones. But going back to the SE, the 6S, the 7, and the 8, as well as this new iPhone 10. So the 8 is kind of an evolution of the iPhone 7. It'll be a glass back instead of the metal back, right?
Wireless charging.
It has Qi charging, which is really good. I'm glad Apple went with a standard. QI is a long-time wireless charging standard that... has been used on a variety of phones in the last few years. But with Apple doing it, now it seems more likely you'll see restaurants, bars, airports with Qi charging mats, which is a better way to charge. You don't want to plug into a USB port at a strange place. So putting it down on that pad, that's great. There is a feature that Apple is asking the Qi folks to add. You know what Apple loves to show when you plug in your pen into your iPad, then the battery... notification mm-hmm. shows the charge on the pencil and the iPad. They'd love to do that with their new Qi charging pad, but that isn't yet a feature of Qi, so Apple will have to convince the Qi people to do that. I'm just glad they didn't go with a proprietary solution.
Me too.
I'm glad they went with a standard, which is really good.
And they showed off that pad that where you could charge your Apple Watch and your iPhone and your AirPods if you got a special case, but that's not coming till next year.
Right. And that's the one that would show the battery life. And that, you know, we'll see next year exactly what that has to offer. Will you, you know, it's interesting because the iPhone 8 is, you know, it's the next iPhone. And if absent the iPhone 10, it would probably be, yeah, very much like going from the 6 to 6S. With the 10 around the corner, I wonder if people will buy the 8.
I wonder, too. I mean, the 8 is an amazing phone. Just think about it. It's a supercomputer in your pocket. It's got a glass back. It's beautiful. It will have an amazing camera. Being able to set it down on a charging pad, it's amazing. But, yeah, then there's this. There's always something better around the corner. And I think they're really just aiming this directly at people who have $1,000 in their pocket.
Are you actually amazed? I mean, is that, do you look at that and go, that's amazing?
Well, I don't
amazed.
You don't feel amazed. If you travel back to your 2003
Well,
self,
yeah. If you travel back to 1852.
No, you have to travel back 10 years even.
Okay.
Less than.
Well.
5 years.
Yeah. I guess if you were Rip Van Winkle, you'd be amazed.
I think the minute you stop being amazed by things, why do you bother even living?
It is true. As Louis C.K. pointed out, everything's amazing and we're not grateful. But this is not significantly improved over the iPhone 7. And I think that it's an incremental improvement. I don't think people will feel as much need to upgrade. Now, the one of the things that really is true is that these new phones, the 8 Plus and the 10, have a very, very fast processor, the new A11 processor. For the first time, Apple's doing its own graphics processor. And they will have custom silicon for photography. I don't know if I don't know. Do people really feel like stuff's slow? Maybe I think all that speed, you know, is great if you're doing augmented reality or photography. You'll see new capabilities. But I don't feel like a lot of people are saying, oh, gosh, my phone is so slow. There is a somewhat of a race to put the latest, fastest chip in there. We saw it with the PC industry, too, you know, where but.
Well, do you need to upgrade from this to that? Absolutely not. And I like that they're, I mean, we should all say, no, you don't need to upgrade. Right. No, you don't need to get an iPhone every year. Like, that's what Apple's convinced you of. That's what we've all convinced each other. No, absolutely not. You don't. If you want to and you have the money, sure, why not? But I don't, I mean, no. I mean, but it's amazing to Marco, who still has his 5C. But then there's a lot. I got a lot of email. I got a handful of email yesterday. I will not upgrade. There's no way. Everything that I have in my 6 is fine.
Well, and then, of course, there's the iPhone 10, which is a bit more of an upgrade. It's a full-sized OLED screen. Apple's always used LCD screens in the past. And OLED is a really – when you see the difference, it's a vivid difference. It's very bright, very colorful. The blacks are darker because OLEDs – you know, don't put any power to the screen for the black. So that's really literally dark black. And I think that is remarkable. I'm a little conflicted about the cutout at the top.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
You remember how much, maybe you don't because it's an Android thing, but people were really upset about what they called the flat tire on the Moto 360 watch. It was a little cutout at the bottom. It was necessary for some stuff. And it bugged people. This bugs me even more, especially since... when you go full screen, and Apple actually showed a full screen game app, part of the game is actually eliminated by that bump there at the top. Now, it needs the bump. There's an infrared camera, a flood illuminator, a proximity sensor, ambient light sensor, speaker, microphone, front camera, and dot projector. So there's two new elements in there, actually three new elements, the infrared camera, the infrared light, or flood illuminator, as they call it. That's so that they can recognize your face in the dark. And the dot projector, which is part of the face recognition as well. It projects 30,000 dots, invisible dots, onto your face. That will make the face recognition work better. And so, you know, I look at the direct competition for Apple's phone, which is the Note 8, which just came out. And the Note 8 could have had the same thing. They have a lot of stuff at the top. But what they just decided to do is, well, we're going to have a little bit of a larger, you know, empty space at the top instead of cutting into the screen. I really think it'll be interesting to see. By the way, this is a Samsung device. The screens on the 10 are probably from Samsung, maybe some from LG. Samsung's made these OLED screens for years, and they really are. They're gorgeous screens. They just pop. And so I think people will love how the screen looks, but I'm wondering how they're going to like that notch cut into the screen. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that could be, aesthetically, that could be a problem. The other thing that's gone is, of course, the fingerprint and home button. And here's where I am a little bit negative on this whole thing. Apple now has, it reminds me of the early days before Steve Jobs came back, where there was a proliferation of devices. Apple now has a kind of mixed up device message. They're using a Type-C connectors on their laptops, but Lightning connectors on their iOS devices. Some iOS devices have fingerprint. Some do not. Some use face. In order, when you lose the home button, you have to change how you navigate it. So you will literally have different gestures on an iPhone 10 than on an iPhone 8. You'll have to relearn how you use the phone. You have a headphone jack on some of the iPhones, the SE and the 6 and S, but not on others of the iPhones. It looks to me like a very fragmented and kind of mixed up product line. And this is exactly what Steve Jobs, when he came back to Apple in the 90s, said, you got too many products, too many SKUs is the term they use. And he cut it way down. He said the most important thing you can say in a company is no. And I feel like Tim Cook is a sweetheart, obviously, but I think he may have a hard time saying no. I feel like Johnny Ive is a little bit dialed out. His only presence at this event, besides sitting in the audience, was as a voiceover artist for the commercial.
And
I don't know how
emoji,
much
an animated poop
and an animated poop. I worry that Apple now is sending a very confusing message to its consumers, and that some, you know, the way you use a phone will be different depending on which iPhone you have. That seems a little odd to me.
I agree with you. I mean, the reason McDonald's is so popular is A, because their French fries are delicious, and B, because their menu is so simple.
Well, even that's changing. There's menu creep at McDonald's, right? And that's that's part of this. I think there's feature creep in technology companies. And it really takes an unusual person and a very powerful person who is highly regarded in the company to say something so difficult as, no, we're not, I know you spent years working on this, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, it's a great idea, we're not going to do it.
We're not going to do it.
That's a beautiful phone, that's a beautiful design.
Jobs was good at that. He didn't mind people being angry at him, he didn't mind annoying people. He had this laser-like focus, and he said no a lot. And I feel like Apple should have said no a few more times in this product line. They're really starting to confuse the issue. Now, it's possible that over the years, in the next few years, it'll coalesce. It'll become less fragmented. They'll abandon the fingerprint, you know, the Touch ID. They'll abandon the headphone jack entirely on all the product lines. They'll get a fewer, you know, the iPhone X will be kind of the standard, and then maybe things will coalesce. But right now, it's a very fragmented message, and I fear that that confuses consumers. They won't be using, you know, they won't be, it's, you can't, you have to buy a special cable to charge an iPhone from a Mac. That seems odd.
Yeah.
That seems odd.
Right. Because, I mean, we are buried in this stuff. And so we understand the 10 is the one that has the face recognition. The 8 is the one that still has the fingerprint reader. You know, the 8 is a little bit cheaper. So we know all these things. But everyone, I mean, average people are just confused. They think the new iPhone requires your face to unlock it. That sounds a little creepy to normal people, and also it's going to cost too much.
Well, and because we don't have a 10 yet, we don't know about this new user interface. Now you swipe up instead of pressing the home button. How do you exit an app? Well, you some other swipe. There's a whole plethora of swipes now. How does the face recognition work? How well does it work? Can you, Harry McCracken was, or I guess it was Larry Magid, one of my friends was asking this. You know, with Touch ID, I have both Lisa's thumb and my thumb on, so both of us can unlock the phone if she needs to in an emergency. Will Face ID allow multiple faces? They say it gets better over time. It's not fooled by beards and glasses, really? Mm-hmm. Let's see how that works. How hard, to unlock, I thought the fingerprint reader was marvelous. You pick up the phone, touch the fingerprint reader, the phone is unlocked. Now you're going to have to position it, look at the phone. You can't look away from it. It needs your attention. And you're going to have to swipe it after you do that. It feels like, unknown because we don't have it yet. But I'm worried that this is not going to be as good a solution as Touch ID. And then security is another issue, although I know Apple cares a lot about security. So I'm going to presume that they've done a good job of this, but we know that face recognition in other platforms is not secure. You may really want to continue to use a passphrase, but at least you have that option.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, if it doesn't work the first time, you just enter your passcode. And we're right. We don't know. We only know what they told us yesterday in their, you know, 2-hour long advertisement.
They spent so much time perfecting the fingerprint, the Touch ID, and really did perfect it over a couple of generations. And they're now just, boom, abandoning it.
And we know that, and we believe that the backstory there is because they couldn't get the fingerprint. Like, it was a failure. It was like you said yesterday.
Apparently, Samsung and Apple were trying to get a fingerprint reader to work through the glass on the screen. And Samsung couldn't do it, so they put one on the back. Apple couldn't do it, so they eliminated it entirely. But again, that's rumor. We don't know if that's true or not.
So pre-orders for most of these things is 9/15 next week, and to be shipping on 9/22, except for the iPhone X.
October 27th for pre-order and November 3rd for arriving at your door. Don't count on being able to get one, though. The rumors are, and I believe this, and I think this explains the delay a little bit. These are in very short supply, that it's going to take them a while. It's going to be, I think, like the AirPods, where you'll be lucky if you can get it. And if you don't get it right away, you may not get it for months. This is the feature I really like, and I'm very intrigued by. But again, you know, there's a big jump between demos and even people in the demo room who, you know, are still under the glowing spell of Apple Park. I'm not sure I fully trust, but I love this new these new camera modes, but the new portrait modes where you can change the lighting. It's done in software and even eliminate the backdrop. Now, we have to see how that looks in real life because, again, you can't trust a demo. But that's a very intriguing thing. And what it does point to is what Apple's doing, which is really interesting. By designing their own processors and now graphics processor, they can make a chip that has a dedicated circuitry, and this one does, for photography. So this is the ultimate in computational photography. The ability to do things like take the background out as you're shooting is remarkable. And that's only because they can dedicate millions of transistors on that new processor. The other thing, of course, people are talking a lot about is the Animoji. This, to me, I know it will be very popular.
I like it. It's going to be fun, but it's going to be very elitist, right?
Like it feels like a Snapchat filter, though, doesn't it?
Can't
you do that with Snapchat? Exactly.
No, I mean in Snapchat, yes, you can send an animated. Yes, you can do some. You can do more in Snapchat, right? You have all these different different faces that are on your face, and you can send a Snapchat.
I thought it was incredibly undignified to see Craig Federighi clucking like a chicken. That's my job.
Yeah.
It was undignified, particularly to see Tim Cook as an alien say, take me to your leader. Oh, wait, I am your leader. To see Johnny Ive as a poop emoji.
You are not happy about this, are you?
I'm not unhappy about it, but is this where the civilization has led us? Is this the height of what technology can do? Is this the world changing?
This is not the height of what technology can do. Technology is also doing a lot of amazing other things. But it's true. I mean, last night my...
They spent a lot of time showing him Animojis.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, yes.
The kids are going to love it.
The kids are going to love it. Like, yes, could that time have been spent curing cancer? Yes, maybe. But I don't know.
I'm sure they're working on curing cancer as well.
Yes.
Sorry, everything is ringing.
And my live streaming camera is also making noises. We'll talk about that later. So,
that's an interesting thing you're doing.
It remains to be seen what these phones are going to actually look
my like. Advice before, well, but this is a problem. See, I would normally say wait and don't order an iPhone 10 until you see more, less enthusiastic reviews. Of course, the early reviews, it's really funny to see somebody like Nilay Patel, the editor-in-chief of
The Verge,
who was so harsh to Apple, saying that taking away the headphone jack was a user hostile move, to rave about this new phone. And I think that sometimes people get, I certainly have in the past, been swept away at these events. It's very easy to get very excited at these events to see, for instance, the face recognition. You couldn't test the face recognition at the demo room. You could only test it on the because you couldn't set it up for yourself. You had to test it on the Apple employees who were already there. These are not reviews, what you're getting from the demo room. You're going to have to wait. And what it means is you're going to have to wait till November 3rd. And then you'll see, you know, maybe a few days earlier, Apple will give some to a few people. And then the unembargoed reviews will emerge a few days earlier. But that's not going to be enough time for you to know whether you want it. And if you don't order it right away, you probably won't get it till after January. So I think a lot of us are going to be buying it kind of sight unseen, buying a pig or maybe a chicken in a poke.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry that this is all very new stuff.
Yes. It's for early adopters for sure.
Yeah. I'd caution people against it. In fact, what I would suggest you should probably do if you're happy with your current iPhone is just stick with it.
Yeah. I mean, is it okay to be like super excited about the technology and also say nobody needs this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fun. Look, remember how much fun we had with photo booth on the Mac and changing your face and your voice and all that stuff. There's going to have things like that. I think the camera will be very good. I look forward. Again, you can't tell from these demos, but I look forward to seeing how it is in real life. You're really not going to know what this phone, this iPhone 10 is like until, you know, you've had it for a while. And at $1,000 starting price, that's a very big pig in a poke. That's a very big chance you're taking with that. I would caution But another thing that is interesting is, remember, we really thought augmented reality was going to be the big push on this phone. Most of the augmented reality hardware is not facing outward where it needs to be. It's facing you. It's facing you. That's why they focus, by the way, so much on Animoji, because that technology, which they had to build in for Face ID, is what powers the Animoji. It's not facing the right way for augmented reality. This is not this AR kit demos notwithstanding. I don't think this is going to be the phone that puts augmented reality on the map, or the device that puts augmented reality on the map. Man, it's fast and powerful. It's a beautiful screen. It's going to be interesting to see the evolution of this new platform for Apple. I think it is a new platform for Apple. But I'm not sure you want to be, and I don't want to be, but I will, because that's our job, be the early adopters on this one. I'd wait and see. Do you think that notch is going to drive you? It's driving me crazy already. I don't.
Yeah, it remains to be seen whether you get used to it or not.
Abby really wants to reach me, but that's all right. I'm not
okay. All right. Well, if you're not going to buy an iPhone X, you may as well buy a house, don't you think?
I would like to buy... Could you buy a house for $1,000? No.
No.
Not even in Nebraska in the cornfields. No.
Maybe $1,000 a month.
Maybe. I mean, the key, I think for most people, is you're going to have to get a loan. I know where you're going. You don't have to say, it's time for an ad. I know where you're going here with this. You're going towards Rocket Mortgage, aren't you? See, most people don't buy a $1,000 phone outright, let alone a $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 house. You got to get a loan. And getting a loan sometimes is a painful process. You got to go to the bank and, you know, it takes time. They want a lot of paperwork. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just pull out your phone? Maybe you're at an open house and saying, I like this place. We should buy this. Okay, I guess we have to go to the bank. No, you pull out your phone. You go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. You push a couple of buttons, and within minutes know whether you're approved for that loan. You actually get the loan based on your credit, your assets, your history. And the beauty part is you don't have to produce any documents. All you have to do is answer a few questions, give them permission to, you know, pull your bank statements or whatever they need, because they've got trusted partners with all the banks, all the financial institutions. And boom, they will figure out what loans you qualify for. You can pick the rate, pick the term. And then you'll be approved all in minutes. No paperwork, no getting dressed to go to the bank. Just go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. The transparent process lets you understand exactly what you're doing. It's a simple application, and you'll be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. From Quicken Loans, best lender in the country. A brand new way to get loan approval entirely online. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. You know what? When prices went up without fanfare on the iPads.
Oh, we didn't.
They didn't mention that.
They didn't say, hey, and we're going to charge you a little bit more.
They raised the prices a little bit on all the iPads, which I thought was kind of interesting. They also raised the prices, again, without fanfare, on repair and replacement for these new iPhones. So be prepared for a little bit of a sticker shock. What should we get? I know we'll get the Series 3 watch because we want to review that. We'll get the new Apple TV in 4K.
Oh, yeah, we want to review that.
You know what we're going to need to do, John, is buy a 4K TV.
Bummer.
I'll tell you what, pat on the back for Apple. They played hardball with the movie companies, and they got them to do something no one else has been able to get them to do: offer HDR, ultra high def 4K movies for the same price as the high def movies. So if you're on Vudu or Amazon and you want to rent a UHD movie, normally it costs you $5-$10 more. If you want to buy it, rather. If you want to rent it, it costs you a couple bucks more. Apple says it won't cost you a penny more, that the 4K version of these movies will be the same price as the HD movies. Furthermore, if you have HD movies in your library, they'll automatically be upgraded at no charge. So some real kudos to Apple for... And I know the movie industry did not want to go along with them, but they played hardball. The only company not going along, it's interesting, is Disney, which, of course, Apple has the best relationship with. Steve Jobs was the number one stockholder in Disney because Pixar, you know, when he sold Pixar to Disney, he got a lot of Disney stock. And they have a very tight relationship. But Disney movies are exempt from this plan. So, oddly...
Well, that's because the Disney streaming service that's coming, right?
It probably has more to do with that than anything else. But you would think they would have made the deals. Also, Eddie Q announced that they're going to be able to put live sports and some live news on there. Boy, the devil's in the details on that, though. They did not explain how that's going to work. Right. ESPN, which is, oddly, a Disney company. He says, if you have ESPN, I must have to prove that I have it through my cable company and that I pay for it. And then that's going to be part of Apple TV. There's going to be a new live sports tab on the Apple TV. Apparently, there'll be news, too. I don't know if that means there'll be live locals. That's something that other companies have been able to do in some markets. Sony, Sling, YouTube. But I don't know what Apple's up to. As often is the case, there's a kind of a dearth of information. You will be able to order the new Apple TV 4K, as with everything else, September 25th, I think is are the dates. Everything but the iPhone 10. By the way, 10, not X.
It's 15th, 22nd.
15th, 22nd,
yes.
1 week later. Not the 29th, 22nd. Right. 29th is when we get, that's where, the 29th is a date. It's when we get Mac OS X High Sierra. Oh, it's not OS X anymore. This is why I did not think that rumor was real. Because Apple dropped 10 from OS. Mac OS is Mac OS now, not Mac OS X. But they brought 10 back for the iPhone. And I guarantee you half the time it'll be iPhone X. Mm-hmm. Not from Apple. Apple knows it's 10. Right. But from everybody else, they're going to say, just as they said, Mac OS to X.
Yeah.
Don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. And like, why do you think they didn't go with the iPhone Pro?
That's what I thought it was going to be, and I am baffled.
Because I think the Pro is really like for people that want to spend more money on this device. Either they are true professionals that need it. I mean, you can sell
Here's that more for the iPad.
But
I think that Apple didn't want you to think it was a Pro device, as in the way that a Mac Pro is a Pro device, or an iMac Pro,
or an iPad Pro.
What they wanted you to... Yes, exactly. So the iPad Pro is a current iPad in the overall iPad line. They want you to see the 10 as the new platform for iPhone, the future of iPhone. In other words, in someday all iPhones will be like this. It's not that there's a Pro version of the iPhone. This is Apple saying this is where the iPhone is headed. This is what the iPhone will be like. So in a couple of, and I think it makes sense because next year maybe they'll do an 8S, and will they do a 9? I don't know. But at some point, they'll do a 10, and it will be that across the board. I think that's what Apple's thinking. Not that it's a Pro version of the existing iPhones, but that it's a whole new way of looking at iPhone. At least that's what I think they'd like to think.
What's crazy is, you know, they had teams of psychologists working on this, namers, people like, what's going to, you know, get people to buy the most? So that's the event.
It's puzzling to me, but I can see now why they didn't do Pro, because they didn't want people to think, oh, that's the iPhone for pros, because it's not for, pros exclusively. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So Series 3 Watch, I think a thumbs up. It'll be a little more expensive, but the cellular should make a big difference. Mm-hmm. And certainly you're going to want to get the Watch OS 4. That's going to be a big improvement
on every watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, not bigger, by the way. Same, and I don't know how they're. I don't know what witchcraft they're doing to improve the battery life.
It was a tiny SIM, tiny SIM that's soldered in there.
It's not really a SIM, in other words.
No,
but okay.
Yeah. I also love the words that Apple uses. Everything's bionic or super retina or
magic.
Just the flood illuminator.
Oh, we should talk about super retina because there's an example where the iPhone 10. Is groundbreaking for Apple. It's the highest dots per inch of any phone Apple's ever produced. It's not higher than the Note 8, for instance. It's a lower dots per inch. It's a smaller screen. It's not as many pixels. So it's Apple's new platform. But many phones have had wireless charging for a long time. Many phones have had OLED for a long time. Many phones have been higher res and more accurate. So Apple, it's almost as if Apple exists in its own universe. And so, yeah, Bionic, the last chip was Fusion, now it's Bionic. You have to remember, it's difficult for us that much of what you read or you see at one of these events is market speech. And we're here not for the marketing speech, but for the technology, for the speeds and feeds, for the actual bits and pieces. And it's hard to tease sometimes that out from the marketing speech. Does Bionic mean anything? Probably not. Mm-hmm. Does Super Retina mean anything? Probably not. Retina doesn't mean anything, really. So those are marketing terms. There are technologies in here, and you can compare them head-to-head against technologies in other phones. I think it's going to do Face ID better than any other phone has in the past. I hope that's the case. It's certainly got more hardware behind it than anybody's ever done before.
And isn't it amazing how journalists, ourselves sometimes included, have just used this, like Retina, as a technical term?
It's not a real term. So yeah. 458 pixels per inch, compare that to 522 pixels per inch on the Note 8. However, the Note 8 has a feature which I really like that Apple does not offer. I can actually use the Note 8 in a lower resolution mode for better battery life. And since my eyes can't tell the difference, I do. I don't care if it's 522 or 458. Anything over 300, most people can't see unless they've got a magnifying glass. So it doesn't, all of these things are kind of meaningless. I do think that the True Tone might make a difference, although people who saw it in the demo room said that, yeah, I couldn't really tell the difference. I think OLED's going to make a major difference. People who are used to an LCD screen will either love or hate OLED screens. There are pros and cons. HDR makes a big difference.
So having the Note 8 in your hand and seeing the iPhone X, who should get which if they're choosing between those two? Is it just ecosystem?
And by the way, very close in price, the Note 8 is $930 to $960 for a 64 gig model. But the Note 8 has some differences. You can add an SD card, and those are fairly inexpensive. I have a 128 gig SD card, but you could put a bigger one in here. It has a stylus. I don't know, you know, who cares about styluses or not. But if you're the kind of person that might want to take notes on the screen, you know, then maybe a stylus is a great idea. My handwriting is so bad that I don't actually use it for that. If you're an artist, you might like the idea of a stylus. Apple, after all, offers a pencil.
But not on the phone.
But not on the phone. I think that the Note screen is bigger than the 10. And the Note is available now, which has something to be said for it. There are some definite negatives about the Note. It has a fairly poorly positioned fingerprint reader here right next to the camera. It does have dual lenses. It's very much like the iPhone 7 and 8. Dual lens with a zoom. Both lenses have optical image stabilization. That's something new that Apple has started to do as well. On the iPhone 7, only the normal lens had optical image stabilization. The telephoto did not, which meant that you got very poor low light pictures with the telephoto. It's hard to tell. I don't know if we ever found out. OIS is available in both cameras on the iPhone 10. Did the 8 have OIS in both or just one? They weren't completely clear on that, but let's assume that it's on both. So that's a big improvement. I think the camera is pretty good on both. I'll tell you one thing you don't have on iOS is a Bixby button, and I think that's probably a pretty good thing. I'm not a big fan of the Bixby button. I'm at Bixby level 2, by the way. You earn rewards with Bixby. That's the speech assistant that Samsung.
What do you get with the rewards?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay. Good.
Samsung rewards. It's not like they have a fleet of airplanes or anything.
All right. Can I do a little bit of a show and tell?
Yes.
Okay. So Front Row sent us this camera, this live streaming camera. I am charging it right now because I was using it yesterday and this morning and forgot to charge it. And it's charged. Actually, it was at zero just about a couple minutes ago. This you wear around your neck and then you can live stream. I wonder if it'll turn on when it's only charging. You can live stream straight to YouTube or Facebook, or you can do it in story mode, which is it takes a picture every 10 seconds. So I don't know how I feel about live streaming my life. You know, Anthony gave it to me. He's like, you know, if you're going to be wearing this around your neck, watch what you have on your computer. And I was like, oh, right. Thanks for the tip.
Well, and also, I have to say, having worn cameras like this before, the middle of your chest is not a great positioning for a camera.
Because of where...
It just isn't. It's like the perspective, the shots, it jiggles around. You notice the shots they're showing, they're showing a... But obviously somebody's holding this and taking it, using it as a camera. Okay, but what's the point then?
Right. Well, so they said that story mode, where it takes
a picture...
I could
do that with my phone.
You only wear it around your neck if you want to take a picture every 10 seconds.
Right. And I did that. There have been life blogging or life... Mm-hmm. What do they call
it? Yeah, this isn't new.
Life logging cameras.
So there it is this morning when I was using it.
Yeah, it's not a very felicitous location.
Right.
And it's also a very wide angle. It has to be.
So what? The wide angle's good, right?
Yeah.
Because that's hanging down in my chest. Okay, so it's sort of hanging...
This is exactly what I meant.
And it looks like I'm a stampede of elephants.
That's how a lot of my pictures... Yeah, this is exactly what I meant.
Don't do what I do.
I don't think it turns out a pendant camera. What is that?
That's the coffee machine.
Oh,
that's
I thought it was a Darth Vader.
That's a
robot.
Keurig.
Shoot, I was all excited about it. And look how distorted that mug is. It looks huge.
Yeah. Okay. So you're complaining that it doesn't have the right view, but then you're saying that camera.
Doing, 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 doing.
Okay,
doing.
So it was hanging.
Are you a kangaroo?
I look like it. Okay, so it's hanging below my chest and bouncing around a little bit. Wasn't ideal.
It's not a good. I'm telling you, I've worn these cameras before. It's not a felicitous positioning for a camera. And I think you're seeing right now exactly why.
I also wasn't really sure I could turn it off. So
I think it should be strapped to your forehead. If you're going to do it right.
Okay, I'll strap it to my forehead.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
I come from the planet Og.
Well, it comes with this lanyard that I can adjust.
Oh, you could actually do that, couldn't you?
Yeah, right. There. Oh,
an eye patch.
There we go.
That's pirate Megan.
I got to tighten it.
Arr, I'm live streaming right now,
I
buckle.
Think this usually doesn't have the cord, but like I said, I'm charging it. I think this is a really good look for me. I also think I could secretively. There we go. There. How's that? Is that a good angle?
Are you streaming right now?
I can. I think it's streaming.
It's kind of cool looking. I like. It's a little bigger than the ones I've seen before. So the camera's just at the top of it. What's the rest of it? Is a screen?
Yeah, it's got a touch screen, so you can control it all from there.
Maybe that's what the next iPhone should look like. That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe there is. This is one of the reasons I'm not so excited about the iPhone 10 or even the Note 8. Is these are just evolutions on something. The slab of glass thing.
Right.
Maybe. And the watch is really too small user interface wise to do much with. Maybe we do need something in between the two that's like that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look at it on my screen.
Front Row. Is it frontrow.com?
Frontrow.com.
Put a phone in that Front Row. Maybe you got something there.
Okay. So here.
It's a beautiful screen.
It is. So I could. You can go live on YouTube.
Makes me feel like I could go to my Facebook, but I can't.
It's you can look at my gallery here of all of the. That's me taking
cool.
a picture of my. I took a picture of Anthony. And you can set it. You can. I haven't created a story yet. But or I can live stream.
Nice.
Or just create video. So I'll do a full review and actually take more time with it. Because when I did that first review, I hadn't even added the extra heavy clip. There's a clip on it that makes it not. Let's live stream the rest of the show. It goes through Periscope, through Twitter, and it goes through YouTube. So I'll just go live. And I'll just...
What's that mean?
It's trying to reconnect to Wi-Fi. Let's try again. And I'm live. I wish I'm not sure why this light isn't on, because it feels like if you're live streaming, you should have... That's not a light? Oh, that's the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's not a light, Megan.
Okay. So I'll wear this around my neck, and if you want to see what it looks like, you can go to Megan Maroney on Twitter.
You're streaming right now.
I'm streaming right now. Well, we're also streaming there. You knew that, right?
What?
It's not just us here. So now
I hate being on camera. I just I want to preserve my anonymity. Can you just black my face?
Too late for you. Okay, do we have time to answer a few questions?
Sure.
I know you have some places to go, some other shows to do.
No.
Brian from
that
Dubai.
That is a great shot. Hey, everybody on Facebook.
That's Twitter.
Hey, everybody on Twitter.
I know. People are running. I'm sure people are unfollowing me all day today. They're like, again, Megan, again with the live the front streaming. Row. Do something more interesting, please. So do something interesting, Leo. Okay, so Brian from Dubai asked us a question. He says, hope y'all are doing well. I have a question about the Apple Watch. I bought the first series watch when it came out. Unfortunately, it had been sitting in a drawer for the last 2 years. This is because I have dark tattoos on my wrist, which cause it to lose connection all the time. My wife, who is ink-free, has loved hers and uses it every day for just about everything. I love the concept, and I feel a bit jaded watching her doing all these tasks with her watch. I was just wondering if the upcoming watch revision might fix this finally. I brought it up several times to reps at various Apple stores around the world, and they all seem to be taken aback as if they have never heard of the issue, even though I recall it being addressed by several outlets, including Twit, shortly after the release of Series 1.
Serenity Caldwell's husband has ink on his arm, and he couldn't use the Apple Watch. So what you're losing, I mean, there's only a few things you're losing. You're losing the heart rate monitor because the way it works is it beams light through your skin, and it's just the ink is blocking it, I guess.
But then
he says it loses connection, which is interesting. That means you couldn't use Apple Pay, I guess, huh?
Well, also you have to keep entering your password because it feels like it's not connected.
Right. That is something I don't think we reported on. We thought the heart rate monitor wouldn't work, but I didn't remember it not connecting. So that is a big problem. And I don't know if Apple's even addressing that. They should. So many people have sleeves and stuff now. I wonder.
So they
it's because they have you have to bounce this green light off, and apparently it gets blocked by the ink in a tattoo. That's what these lights are. That's making the connection. So I just don't I don't know. I'm surprised it loses connection, but
well, so I haven't seen Apple admitted this.
Yeah, no, it's a known
problem. And they haven't
come
out with anything else, and I don't know how they would fix it. It only is a problem with really dark tattoos. So there are people with lighter tattoos that haven't had the problem. My suggestion would be to buy it and then return it if it doesn't work. I don't know why you kept it in the drawer.
He had it for 2 years in a drawer.
Why'd you keep it in the drawer? Why didn't you bring it back?
I suspect a lot of Apple Watches sitting in drawers.
You probably hope that they would fix it. You're like,
yeah, they'd have to. It won't be fixed in the one you have. It would have to. I think they would have to. It's the light wavelength, so they'd probably have to change it to a different light. Maybe a different even color. It might be, I've seen there are, there's green and there's red. Red penetrates more, I think. So it may be that, I got a new band that uses a different color. It's called the base band or something like that. Yeah, and it's a BioStrap. Not a good name. And it doesn't do continuous heart rate monitoring. It only works in the dark. That's part of the problem. So I really don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. That's a good question.
I would say try it.
I don't think they're going to fix it.
I mean, you can return it, right? Or try it in the store.
It's not going to be better. Yeah, try it in the store. But it's not going to be better.
I don't think they're changing that technology. Since 2015.
Maybe they have, right. Mm-hmm. The lighter, the better. Mm-hmm. The tighter, the sweater. No, that's something else.
That rhymes. Is something else. Yeah, it does rhyme. Yeah. Ben sent us a video. You know we love videos. Love to get the videos. Ben sent us a video about a new app that he's been trying called 8mm Vintage. Ooh. There's Ben.
Hi, Megan and Leo. It's Ben from Omaha. Yeah. I am sending this to you on an app called 8mm.
That's hysterical.
Video recorder. It's kind of cool. It's like the old vintage recorder. When you play it, it makes realistic popping noises. So, kind of cool for those retro-loving people. Thanks. Love the show.
Thank you, Ben.
Cool, Ben.
And then, you can also show our...
I love this because it looks like this is how the Twit Studios looked in 1972. This is how they make the movie Mad Men.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's our wall.
Twit used to be dedicated to building a highly engaged... But now
we're grumpy.
We've pivoted.
So thank you, Ben. Send us your videos. Upload them to YouTube and email me
and
Megan.
Shoot them all as a Super 8.
Yes, shoot them all at vintage.
It'd be good.
Because we're feeling a little vintage.
Love that.
Dan from Sanger, California, had a recommendation for us. He said, I know you and Leo really enjoy the puzzle games, and I wanted to recommend Black Box. Have you played Black Box before?
Sounds familiar.
Black Box, think outside the box. It's a really fun free puzzle game that has 50 free puzzles. If you solve enough of the challenges, it gives you the option to purchase puzzle packs. The cool thing is very accessible with voiceover, which is great, and the developer has been very responsive when it comes to accessibility issues.
So you have a box that's black and you have to figure out what it's doing, maybe? Something
it's just,
like that?
We can take a look. You have to figure everything out. It's very challenging.
It's amazing and terrifying.
Yeah. It redefines frustration.
Oh, I'm not sure I want that.
Tap to continue. Do you like... Hello. I think you like these.
Welcome to Black Box. Tippy tap. I like a little frustration as long as I can solve it. Then I feel good about myself.
Let's try to solve this one.
This is a light. Once it's on, it stays on. So how do you turn on a light? You tap it.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Apparently you can't. A light represents a challenge.
What do you think we do?
Complete this challenge and the light will turn on. Oh, you turn it upside down.
Mm-hmm. Very clever.
Okay, so it's not like any light I've ever known.
No?
Okay. So, now we got to go with the other.
So it's better on the iPhone, I think, because you can really,
The next five challenges are similar to the first one. These challenges can all be solved without touching the screen. This visual is your hint.
I turned one light on.
Oh, you got to get the water across all of them. Oh, you turned it on.
So this is fun.
Whatever you say.
It's better on your iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to turn the iPad on like that.
So thank you.
That looks good. Black Box. And it's free.
It's free.
But there's in-app purchases.
Yes. But you have, in order to pay, you have to pass some of the puzzles first.
You have to earn the right to pay that money.
Right. Okay. Here's a good question. Joe the Bug Man Perkins is looking for a fun National Days calendar, like National Ice Cream Day or National Leo Laporte Day.
There is a day. Today's National Programmers Day.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. There's days for everybody.
So I recommend the Skim. You've used the Skim before.
Yes, I just deleted it.
You did? Why? You didn't like
it? Well, it was okay. I liked it. Remind me, it's like news. What was it?
Well, yeah. It's these two women that started it.
I have just enough fun stuff.
News. Skim
I don't need
reads.
More stuff to read. I have to stick to the facts, Jack.
But then you can get the days.
Oh, Oktoberfest starts soon.
So there's Oktoberfest, there's
Oddly
Emmy
enough,
Awards,
TechCrunch
Disrupt, albeit TechCrunch Disrupt, the Fed meeting. So these
this is nice. So this is the Skim has a calendar.
And you can add it to your
I want
to book my Thanksgiving flights. This is Us season 2, Law and Order True Crime, TGIT. I don't.
Thank goodness it's Thursday.
I guess so. So National Coffee Day. So yes, I want to add National Coffee Day to my calendar all day. Who doesn't want to celebrate National
Coffee
Day? Well,
it looks like I picked a bad week to delete the Skim. I'm gonna put that back.
Good.
I like that calendar. I'd like to add that to my calendar.
I want. I thought I added it already to my calendar, but you can add specific things like
Very nice.
I definitely want to know.
Remind me, was I paying for that? Is that
$2.99 a month?
That's why I deleted it. I knew there was a reason.
So
but does
it's
the calendar
free for a week.
Continue to work after you delete it? That's the question.
No, probably they take back all the things that they put on. That is a good question.
Yeah.
Ooh, remember to buy your Halloween costume on 10/12. That's a little bit late. I bought mine months ago.
10/12.
Treat yourself day.
Treat yourself. TYSD.
Do you remember that Parks and Rec? Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm definitely.
So now I'm curious if I can add the calendar without a Skim.
Ooh, Stranger Things.
Get the Skim calendar. You have it all. Get calendars for the things you're interested in, and then you can. I wonder if that part's free.
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Entertainment, politics, sports, or business. You get to choose the things you want, and then which calendar. I'm using the Google. Which time zone you live in, Pacific. Nice.
So, yeah, see, and then cancel the app and see if you get to keep National Treat Yourself Day.
That's good.
Treat yourself.
The first 30 days are free. It sounds like I have to pay $3 a month for this calendar.
It says start my free trial.
Well, I'll start it, and then I'll stop it.
Yes.
Oh, but see, now they want money.
They just want your thumbprint. That's
all. I don't think so. Oh, that's cool. So there you go. There's the answer. That's a really good answer to his question.
Thanks.
Nice.
One more. You're going to have to answer this one.
Yes.
Mike from Tucson asks, I've been using the iOS 11 beta. When the official iOS 11 comes out, is there anything I need to do to get the beta removed to install the official
No, you don't
release?
Remove it. You just let it upgrade you to the final. In fact, I think it just did it today.
Well, if you... Yeah. So then they won't... Next week when everyone else gets it on September 19th, they won't
nothing
do anything?
Nothing will happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You will have...
So if you're on the beta program, you can get it. Get it now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff in it. I almost did my iPhone.
I did my iPhone.
Oh, you did?
Well, you know, I'm leaving town tomorrow.
So
this happened last year, too. There was an iOS update, the big one, while we were overseas. And, you know, data's expensive and all that stuff, and it's slow. So I thought, well, I'm just going to update and hope that, and my dreams came true, by the way. Hope that when I updated today, I would get the Gold Master. I think we have because it no longer says beta on it, right? So I think that's the whole idea. Now, here's an interesting question. What happens when iOS 12 goes into public beta in a year? Will you now suddenly get it? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think you have to re-up.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
You know who
would remember
is Renee Ritchie.
Probably.
But a lot of our people, though, are doing it as developers. They're not doing the public beta.
Right.
You and I did the public beta, mm-hmm. not the developer beta. Mm-hmm. So we're in a different boat. But anyway, I think if you did the public beta, if you did the developer beta, you are now on the Gold Master. You're on the final iOS 11. It's done. It's
done.
Cooked. Yep.
All right. It's time to put on some hats.
Should I be a leek?
I think you should be a leek and I should be a pepper.
These came to us from a very nice Welsh person who happens to be a developer of an app.
Yes. Well, they made WordWiz.
This is not suitable for television because the leek doesn't fit the camera shot.
Yeah.
But I am a leek. Why I'm a bearded leek, no one knows.
No,
that's just
and I'm
how
a pepper.
Are. And do you know that the leek is the official vegetable of Wales?
I didn't know that.
Something to do with Shakespeare and Richard III or Henry VI or something.
Right.
A leek, my kingdom for a leek.
And I hope this is also they sent us several Welsh hats. I believe that's that. Or is it this one?
Pepper hat is not from them. That's
oh,
from
geez.
Somebody else entirely.
Is this from them?
That's from them.
Okay.
That's
oh,
the Daisy
gracious.
Hat.
Jason, I am sorry. Jason is
I believe.
The creator of the apps. Jason, tell
I
me.
Know this is because it's the official vegetable of Wales.
And then this is the official flower of Wales.
Somebody's saying I have it on backwards. No, I don't believe this is backwards. Unless this isn't a beard, but tail feathers.
This one also messes with my mic and my hair.
And you are wearing that one wrong.
What?
Yeah, it's upside down.
I what do you mean by wrong?
Okay, it's just upside down. Yeah, that's it. Go ahead, put your head in that hole.
Okay.
No. Turn around.
I'll put my head in this hole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Was that my streaming, my live stream?
Did you hear weird laughter from there? That's it. Now you are a daisy.
Oh.
You're not wearing a daisy.
I am a daisy. Thank you, Jason, for sending us these hats.
They actually brought them in.
They brought them, yes, they actually did.
And I have some Welsh flags and all sorts of Welsh stuff.
Oh, there's
that one. Now look, that makes for
that's a
good
great
stream.
Shot. Okay.
People at home watching are going, what the hell? What am I watching?
Well, that's why you have to subscribe to the show, twit.tv/iOS. Get a better view. So,
I'm trying to tickle your live streamers.
Oh, you are? Okay, I see. Now I feel uncomfortable.
Don't worry, it's just the top of my leak.
Oh, it's just the top of your leak. Okay. Oh, my goodness. You guys sent us these hats. If you didn't... okay, so they're the creators of Bean and Gone.
Bean and Gone, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a new one?
Yes, they have Play Patch. It's for 4-year-olds mm-hmm. and up. And it's got a paint studio so you can color with your kids, or there's a bunch of new games. And I'm also going to show you they have some augmented reality in the works for
neat.
Kids. So we can do the paint studio. Oh. There we go. I could do some coloring. Who do you want to color? Where do you
Farmer
want to
Fred.
Farmer Fred, obviously.
Hi, and Farmer Fred. Hello. This is a worm.
And I can
Your worm is brown.
Apple Pencil if I want
to. Oh, that's very... Oh,
no, of course I can. It's not charged.
Glad you need your pencil.
I'm not prepared at all. I know.
Here, use mine. Oh, no, you can't.
No. Okay, I'll use my... you can use your finger, but good. I want a different color.
I don't think you want to give a $100 pencil to a four-year-old.
No, probably not.
Reminds me, though, I should...
look how easy it is to color.
Look how easy. You can't... oh, you can't color out of the lines.
No, you can. That's with the paint... bucket, you can't.
I like how that looks like crayon. That's nice.
Yeah, that's really neat. What looks like crayon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking. It looks like you're painting them with your lipstick.
Take a picture.
Oops.
Oh, so it's got parental settings. That's good. You can't.
Good.
Your kids can't save pictures and send them to people without. Okay, now I got to save it. And let's play some of the games. Oh.
There will now be a short advert.
Okay.
The hamsters are in the house.
Well, you can disable those ads.
Thanks for watching.
And then there are games. Welcome to Hollybridge. Do you want to see the augmented reality?
Yeah.
Or should we watch?
No, let's do it. I'm all over the AR.
Am I plugged in to hear? Okay, because there was... Okay, let's find the augmented reality.
Call you Meg?
Sometimes.
I'm going to have to start calling you Meg.
You can, but that message you just saw was from my friend Meg.
Oh. I just wonder, because Meg was my favorite person in Little Women.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
There was no Leo in Little Women.
No, that's sad. I did meet a Leo, though, recently. A real Leo, not a Leo.
Yeah, there's Leos in the world.
There are. Let me find the augmented reality video. Did I put that in the doc? I don't know if I did. Did you have the augmented reality video? Okay. Let's play it then. No.
No.
Ready?
I don't have it.
Oh, no.
Bean and gone, bringing Hollybridge to
life.
Watch,
wait for it.
I can
in your backyard.
Hollybridge on the grass. And in the garden. We don't call it a backyard. We call it a garden.
And here comes the green.
Hollybridge. This must be with AR kit.
Yeah. It's pretty cool
for
kids.
Oh, it's Jack and the Beanstalk. You painted magic beans.
So it's playing a game in the backyard.
That's really cool. See, I think would be enchanted by that.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. So that's coming soon.
Look.
Play the games.
Ooh. That's your app cap.
Mm-hmm.
Mine... comes from... Well, now, see, I'm torn.
Oh, don't be torn. Do too if you need to.
Okay. So we had a caller on the radio show this weekend she said, I want to keep track of my husband. Oh, I like that shot. You got almost the whole weekend now. I want to keep track of my husband. I said, does he know you want to keep track of him? Oh. She said, yes. I said, okay. This reminds me of that Harry Potter clock, right, that the Weasleys had. And as Dad Weasley came home, the hand went from work... to home. Mm-hmm. And the clock had everybody in the family, and there were a lot of them, because the Weasleys, on the clock. And I thought, well, this would be a great thing. So I have two ways to do this. The chat room told me, oh, you got to get Life 360. I haven't tried this, but you've talked about this
on
the
show.
I have,
yeah. I've tried it back in the day when I didn't track my children. Now I do track my children, so I should try it again.
Should I? I'll enter my phone number.
But Anthony uses it with his wife. And
yeah. You have to get the permission of people that you're tracking, and that seems appropriate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just create a password here. So I haven't signed up for it yet, but I have now. Oh, I need my email address too. All right.
So the difference between that and Find My Friends is that it will actually like alert you when someone comes home.
Right. And this one isn't exactly free. Now it wants me to add a photo. I guess I should take a photo of me as a leak.
Absolutely.
That would really, really be perfect for this.
It's... like, dear Lisa, I'm losing it. Please track me.
Yeah. I don't know. Where am I? Who am I? All right. Your profile next. I did that. Oh, name, Leo, next. Okay. This is, as you can see, an iPhone app, but it works fine on the iPad. Actually, does not work fine on the iPad. I should take that back. Only if you have an iPad with cellular, because GPS comes with cellular. Life 360 needs location and motion activity. Okay, yeah, I understand. I'm going to always allow. Whoops, I didn't allow. No, I would like to allow. Oh, did I screw it up? Did I screw up? And then you get the code from somebody sending it, or you can create a new circle. So I'm going to welcome to my map. I'm going to invite new members to my map. This is my circle. And then it's, and then, so you see, and this is good. It's a, it's opt-in, and it should be opt-in. So that is Life 360. It isn't free, but the features I showed you are mostly free. There is one that's free that comes, there you go, completely from Google. This one, the Life 360 is really cuter and more fully featured. The Google one, as you might expect, is really more of a utility. It's called Trusted Contacts. It's now on iPhone as well as Android. So it came out as an Android device. And you can see Lisa and I are following. And we actually turned this on because we're going to Europe. I thought this would be actually very handy in case we're walking around or something and we lose track of each other. But you can add, I'm going to try and add Abby as well and other people to it. You can show my screen. You see, again, somebody has to say yes, I want you to add them back. But I can now see... I could send her location alert. Now, this is interesting. I can ask for her location, and she's set a time. The default is 5 minutes. If she doesn't respond within 5 minutes, it'll still send the location. Oh. So this is a little permission thing that lets her say, "Man, I don't want you to know where I am right now." So it'll say, "Leo wants to know where you are right now," and you can decline it. But if you don't do anything in 5 minutes, like maybe you're lying in a ditch, then it will send it anyway. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for emergency reasons. Why would she not want to tell you where she is?
Because she's buying me a birthday present.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So this is, and then you can also say when Lisa sends a request, I should share it, or should I share it all the time? And actually, I'm going to turn it on so it's all the time. So that's the two ways you can do it. But this is great. So I am now sharing my location all the time. It's coming from the iPad, which is not going to be that useful because it doesn't have really good locations. But doing this on your phone makes a lot of sense. And you always have your phone with you. A reason I wanted my daughter to share, she's a college kid. I want to know, you know, where she is so that, you know, if she needs help or whatever. I think this is free and it's a really nicely implemented, but it's kind of a little less fun. It's mm-hmm. called Trusted Contacts. And I highly recommend it. What a shot.
I know. So it's Life hard to 360. Recommend things when we're looking like this.
Life 360 is more, has other features, more family oriented, but it's not free, absolutely free from Google. Trusted Contacts, Android and iOS.
That's great.
It's basically Find My Friends.
But I can't find my Android friends.
Exactly. And I think it has a little bit better trust features. Like you could say, well, don't share my location all the time. Mm-hmm. But if Lisa asks for my location, let me know and I can approve it or not. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of how it should be.
Right.
So Trusted Contacts, I love it. I think it's really good. And we're traveling. You know, Michael's in high school and he's now commuting on his own. He's taking mass transit, right? So we turn it on for him too because we want to know, did you make it to school?
Yeah.
That's one of the things Life 360 does that I really like. It has geofencing. So you can say, send me a text message when little Megan arrives at school or when, you know, daddy arrives at work, that kind of thing was really useful too.
Yeah, because you don't have to. They don't have to say I'm
here,
to
do
and you don't have to look. You're just like, oh,
you know,
yeah.
Don't you send that text a lot? I do all the time. You know, tell me when you get home, so I know you arrived okay, and I never get that message.
Yeah,
ever.
Well, it's good now. I mean, you know, you probably get it. You know, when people have arrived home because you have the Ring doorbell, or you know, I have the smart lock that tells me when the door's been unlocked. So
same thing.
I know someone arrived.
I think
home.
We're really getting more and more like situationally aware, and I think that's generally a good thing, unless. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's intrusive. I don't know.
I go back and forth, especially with the kids. I mean, I've definitely stood on my soapbox. Don't track your kids. It'll teach them that tracking's okay, and then they'll feel more comfortable. You know, they'll grow up thinking it's okay for everyone. But I do it.
Track them. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Especially as long as they know.
As long as they know.
As long as they know.
You want to get their permission.
One additional tip that I learned from Siri that I didn't know before. If you're using Find My Friends, you can use Siri to just tell you. So I have my husband as my husband in my contacts, and I just say, where is my husband?
I don't see just name your contacts.
Oh, perhaps you meant.
But I understand what you're saying.
Find my husband.
Checking the whereabouts of Marco Morone.
You have to say it too in that plaintive kind of.
Yeah, so there it is. And it shows exactly where he is. And you can show my screen if you want because he's at work and nobody cares. There it is. Yeah.
There you go.
There he is.
That's neat. But he has to be on Find My Friends.
In the United States.
Yeah, he has to be on Find My Friends.
I don't know why it's so slow.
Boy, that is really a good. Well, at least he's in the country. You know, he's in the country, sort of. He could be in Mexico or Canada. He's in North America, he's on the continent. He's somewhere in the North American continent. I think that's good.
Maybe he turned it off. Maybe he doesn't want me to track him anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's the real problem with things like this. You might have a completely reasonable reason for not wanting to be tracked, but it seems suspicious if you say don't track me, like you're up to no good.
Right. Well,
maybe
the other
you're wearing a leaf
that's
hat
true. That is the
and
problem.
Going
with
to visit an old age home or something like that.
The other issue, it's not always accurate. And so you can say, like, well, my phone said, you know, it sometimes triangulates to the wrong place and you start yelling at your kids and they're like, it was the iPhone, Mom. And then you don't know if the dog ate the homework or not.
Right. So you know what? Maybe this is a terrible idea. I don't know. But that's the answer to the question. And I want to thank you. We didn't explain why. We did explain why we're wearing these hats.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
And team who made Bean and Gone. Check it out if you have a toddler. And you know what? I had a lot of fun for the last 1 hour and 9 minutes. I hope you did, too.
Me too. And I hope you all at home did. We do this show. Normally, we're on a different day just because of the Apple event. But we'll be back on Mondays, Tuesdays, at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, 2800 UTC.
And anything can happen.
Is 2800 the same as 1700? No. My math's a little bit off. Next week and the week after, I'll be gone. But I'm sure that you have somebody fabulous to sit in this seat.
I do. Stephen Hackett and Georgia Dow.
Fine.
They will be sitting in this seat.
Good
right
stuff.
Here.
They'll be Skyping in for iOS today. Mm-hmm. So please join us. If you want to be in the studio, email tickets at twit.tv. And if you want to ask a question on the show, make a video. Make it less than 30 seconds, okay, please. And put your first name and city at the beginning there.
Hi, this is Joe from Montreal.
That kind of thing. And send your, upload it to YouTube or somewhere like that and send your link to Megan at twit.tv. And we'll be glad to include you in our show. Just like Ben. He was great.
Thank you, Ben.
Do it in Super 8.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
On iOS Today.